2017 could be a big year for school choice in Georgia. State lawmakers want to expand a program that funds private school scholarships. Supporters say it gives students in public schools access to other education options. But for many Georgians, especially in rural communities, those options are hard to find. The Central High School gym in the West Georgia city of Talbotton is packed. The boys' basketball team is in the playoffs, and proud supporters in blue and gold fill the stands. Cynthia Epps says an event like this is a big deal.
It is. In small cities like these, basketball games tends to be a gathering. Basketball game in churches.
Epps is assistant superintendent for Talbot County Schools, a system of under 500 students with one elementary, middle, and high school. The schools don't perform well and offer a limited curriculum, but they're the only schools in the county. Students here don't have other options. Epps is hopeful the schools can improve, but knows not everyone has her faith. She's convinced families would leave the school system if they had the means to do so.
Probably about 5-10% of our families could transport their kids out. But what about the other 80%, the other 75%?
I can grant that that is not practical for everyone.
That's House Republican Sam Teasley. He's sponsoring legislation this year that would expand a program that gives Georgians tax credits for bankrolling private school scholarships. For the last few years, the program has reached its $58 million cap on the first day and has subsidized private education for thousands of students.
It is certainly my hope that where there are needs for students to be met, these parents are afforded more opportunities, more choices, so that their children can be in a school that fits their family's needs.
Teasley argues more school choice is good for all Georgians, even those who live in one of the state's 48 counties without private schools. He says the program has done real good.
What do we know about how this has worked and how it hasn't so far?
We know very little. We know very little about how it's worked.
Claire Suggs is an education policy analyst with the Georgia Budget and Policy Institute. She says there's not much data on the program. No master list of participating schools. No information about the financial need of the students who receive scholarships.
Well, certainly we know what the fiscal effect is. You know, those are dollars that are diverted away from the state's general fund and that would otherwise be used to fund other critical needs for the state.
And though there's no guarantee that money would have funded schools, education tends to take up the largest part of the state's budget.
Choice sounds like a wonderful thing, except when it unfairly disadvantages a particular group or set of people.
Doris Williams studies education for the Rural School and Community Trust. She says small rural school districts are at particular risk, especially in places like Georgia, where funding is tied to enrollment.
If you take out kids from those schools and the funding that goes with them, you're in effect killing those schools.
As she watches the boys' basketball game wind down, Talbot County Assistant Superintendent Cynthia Epp says she doesn't blame parents for wanting the best options for their kids.
But in our case, most of us are going to have to stay put. We're going to have to stay on this boat, this educational boat, and we're going to have to ride it through, and we're going to have to graduate kids who are ready to move to the next level.
Epp says she wants families to believe in the district as much as she does. She wants them to see Talbot's local public schools as good school choices. For GPB News, I'm Sam Whitehead.